This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas, one and all, counting down to the big day, the big holiday, and inching ever closer to Christmas magic. I am Scott Hinnon, host of the program we called What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is riding shotgun here as always. Merry Christmas, Todd. Todd has this long list, humongous list of all of your favorite Christmas songs. We gathered on Friday. That'll provide our bumper music right through the week into Christmas. We'll kind of keep that going next week, too. Mandy, let's keep the Christmas music going next week, okay?
All right.
Christmas, it begins on the 25th. It doesn't end. You know? I mean, if we have to put up with Christmas stuff in stores from, like, Halloween on, you know, why does it have to end on the 26th? Right? That's my thing.
Okay, I know people going. Will leave their trees up until like March. So you know.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a little note from Todd that he's on a corporate call.
Yes.
So he's a little unavoidably detained as we speak. So he'll be here at some point during the program. All right. Meanwhile, we have Rev, we have Manny, and we have you, our fine listeners, on What's on Your Mind. And we do want to wish you and yours Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to the program. Let me tell you a little bit about what we'll do today on the show. Dr. Mark Hagerod will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We'll start hearing a lot about the state budget in the coming weeks, because, as you know, there is not as much money coming in as there once was. And you have a new governor who has recently said, here's the scoop, folks. If you want to get a meeting with me to talk about how you get more money for your agency, it's going to be a tough meeting to get. If you want to have a meeting with me, talk about how to innovate, how to do more with less, how to be creative about this, you know, I'll meet with you till midnight. So that's pretty bold. And I think it's just going to be the story of the upcoming legislative session, without question, to see how it happens. Higher ed is a big part of our budget in the state of North Dakota. And higher ed has gotten more money than some people say is a very math would tell you it's disproportionate to the enrollment growth. So, you know, the budget increase doesn't match the enrollment increase. I think everybody would be a little more, you know, welcoming to a budget going up when it comes with growth, right? So, we're going to talk with Dr. Hagerod about that. You know, some of the personnel issues, or the personnel issue really in the university system, has been settled with Dr. Brashani, Dean Brashani at NDSU. And that really, it was a distraction, honestly, quite honestly. And by that I mean whether you liked what Dr. Brashani did or you didn't like it, it sort of consumed a lot of the chatter. And that doesn't allow for sort of, hey, how are we going to do less with more in big pictures? So we'll get a chance to talk through all those things with Dr. Hagerod today. Senator John Hovind will be here on the program. Iran is in the news. You know, Congress did a horrible deal with Iran. Well, actually, the president did a horrible deal with Iran, but it was there were enough votes for it. And so Senator Hovind is talking about the Iran Sanctions Extension Act. We'll talk about that. Also, the latest on the Dakota Access pipeline situation. So he'll be here. We're going to talk about storage of seed. Troy Coons from CNC Farms will be here for our regular Farm Talk segment. That'll be a couple of minutes to the 10 o'clock hour today. So tomorrow, just a heads up, Michelle Melkin will be here, host of Michelle Melkin Investigates on CRTV.com. She's a syndicated columnist, blogger, and I like Michelle a lot, so look forward to visiting with her about something she's doing that's new and innovative and really is a good antidote to the legacy media. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall tomorrow on the program. Speaking of which, I see a story that KFIRE TV posted last night that said Reports that President-elect Donald Trump is considering Heidi Heitkamp for Secretary of Agriculture position. She's being vetted for that. Should a vacancy occur in the U.S. Senate seat, what would happen? Here is a comment to them from Congressman Kevin Cramer. Should a vacancy occur, I would in all likelihood be a candidate, and I would announce my intention very shortly after the vacancy occurs, or even prior to that, perhaps, if it's announced. Yes. So there is further confirmation of something we've surmised would happen. And again, I told you yesterday I have a prediction that Senator Heitkamp is going to be asked to serve in the Trump administration and has said, if asked, she will serve. I want to ask you this question. Would you like to see that happen? Give me a prediction if you want, or tell me whether or not you think that's a good idea. Should Donald Trump, President of the United States, pick Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, to be his ag secretary? Do you like that idea? Couple of ways you can tell me. And tonight I'm guest hosting POV, so we're gonna do a segment on this tonight. POV is the point of view program that Chris Berg hosts. Chris asked me to fill in for him for a couple of days, so tonight and tomorrow night I'll be doing that. If you're out west, you watch it on the West Dakota Fox at 10:30 at night. If you're in the east, you watch it at 6:30 at night on KXJB. That is 6:30 point of view. And, of course, right afterwards, they tweet everything out. So if you miss it on the television, you can see it. And that's one of the topics we'll tackle. Dr. Mark Hagerot will also join us tonight on POV, as well as UND President Mark Kennedy. Talk about some of the innovations there and his first few months on the job up there. But we'll also talk about Senator Heitkamp. So if you want to call the show live, you can do that. I also have a couple of numbers. POV does this regularly as well, and you can text or call 701-369-3187. You can call our usual numbers, 800-228-0550, and chat with me right here on the air. If you press 1 when you call 800-228-0550, leave a message. We might use yours on TV tonight. So if you want to hear yourself on TV, see yourself on TV, or how do you? Yeah, you hear yourself on TV. That's right. Or contribute in that way is to press 1 when you call that number, or any time before the program tonight, which is live at 6:30 in the east and replayed at 10:30 in the west. West Dakota Fox, 800. Actually, I'll give you the 24/7 number: 855-200-1776, extension 1. Question. Should Donald Trump pick Heidi Heitkamp? Why? Why not? Tell me what you think. Or just call us live on the air here at 800-228-0550. That's what Fred and Wing is doing. Fred, Merry Christmas to you. You're first to go this morning on the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm glad to get in this morning. I'm really concerned about the weather, the current weather forecasting in the evening. Twice now we've been driving along the road at night, and all of a sudden the wind came up. Not a word of it on the radio about what's going to happen or where it's coming from or what it's doing. And I am really scared. There's thousands of people out on that road coming from basketball games, coming home from work at night, and there is just no current weather events. Last night that wind came up, and then this time of year when we got all this snow, it is so imperative that we know where the wind is coming from, and there's no local reporting anymore. And I'm AccuView Weather comes on every 15 minutes, and they come on and they say, they give you the report for tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, I don't know where AccuView comes from, but it doesn't come from North Dakota, I'm sure. And then there's nobody on the radio station telling us the current events, and the wind comes up like it did last night, like 50 miles an hour. My wife's stranded out on the road.
Let me give you an example. Today I can tell you the forecast is for, by lunchtime, about 13-mile-an-hour wind. This afternoon it dies down in that 9 to 6 range. But tonight at 1 a.m. or early tomorrow morning, 1 a.m., 4 a.m., and 7 a.m., it's going to go from 16 miles an hour to 26 miles an hour. So it'll kick up, but tonight it'll be rather late to do that. So, you know, I think what you're saying is I want to know in advance when the weather's going to be there, and then when it is bad, I'd like to turn on and be able to hear it first time. But, you know, the wind increases our forecast. You know,
well,
we usually have an
idea. I'm not talking about forecast. I'm talking about the current conditions.
Okay.
We do not get them past 8 o'clock at night.
But, okay, but help me understand. Help me understand. So at 8 o'clock at night, the wind comes up. You turn on the radio. How does the radio help you with the wind's up, right?
The radio helps us because if the wind in North Dakota is blowing, they have all these little measuring stations out there. Denhoff is one. It's North of Wing up here. There's other ones around the countryside. We're not getting that information. The government is providing it, and the radio stations are not putting it out. There is nobody that gives any current weather from North Dakota, from KFYR, and the reason for it is, I believe, that it's the same old thing. Clear Channel is a monopoly.
Yeah, I think you're misplaced in that. We'll try and answer this a little bit on the other side of the break. Fred, Tom and Minot 2 coming up. Don't go away.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's on your mind, Carson Wentz? We found out. It's a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And an Olhausen pool table and patio furniture and all kinds of great things. Game tables from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz is a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And today, you get a chance to find out firsthand from Carson just how much he loves his Hot Spring Spa. Let's chat with him.
Now, it's a good thing when you take a few hits in a game that you get to slip into a Hot Spring Spa after the tough game. How's that been?
It's been awesome. The spa that I got, I was actually telling my brother, the Jets are about as powerful as I've ever felt in a spa. It's pretty cool to be able to sit in there and, you know, the day after the game and just kind of help my body recover. I mean, it's been really good for that.
Tell us about how you picked Hot Spring Spas. I think you visited one of their showrooms. How'd the visit go?
Yeah, it went really well. You know, I got a chance to meet Vince and Ben. You know, I could just tell they knew a lot about their products and they cared about what I was interested in. And overall, just a really positive experience. And I went away there feeling very confident to shop there again.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Do what Carson Wentz did. Come on in. Talk to the good folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They'll answer every question. Make sure you have the knowledge you need to make the right decision on what to buy. You'll find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot on 83. It's Broadway, just south of Ryan Chevrolet. In front of Kmart in Grand Forks on South Washington. In front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. And next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Happy Christmas song.
Yeah.
This is on Todd's wish list, actually.
Hitting the ivories there.
Gotta love it.
Now till Christmas, and even the end of next week, we're doing the Christmas music thing, and we are making sure to include the wish list you sent us from last week, so thanks for that. Believe it or not, this holiday shopping season is almost wrapping up. But if you haven't had a chance yet to become part of B-Mobile's B-Rewarded program, Listen, this is the kind of deal where the rewards go all year long. Now, they have exclusive deals right now, this month, leading up to Christmas. That's really nice. But special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and other things continue all year long. So go to bemobile.com/be rewarded, and you'll find them at home, the lakes, and beyond. Fargo and Bismarck, Grand Forks and Williston, Minot and Jamestown, Wahpeton and Valley City, Devil's Lake and Bottineau in North Dakota, Detroit Lakes, Bemidji, Thief River Falls in Minnesota. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, just to finish my answer to Fred, and Todd can chime in here too if he wants, before we go to Tom and Minot. You can't put what you're trying to put all on Clear Channel and, quote-unquote, being a monopoly. Now, there is no more Clear Channel. First of all, it's iHeartMedia, but I know what you mean. And iHeartMedia owns a lot of radio stations. They're the biggest company in the country, all right? And quite honestly, they brought a lot of innovation to the broadcast business. So there's good. I would argue, as a guy that grew up at a radio station, it was literally around a radio station from the moment I was born, on the air since I've been 12 years of age, full-time profession since I was a freshman in high school, 40 hours a week plus, started my sophomore year. So I'm fond of mom-pop radio and radio operations. For instance, my hometown, Montevideo. You know, it was a family deal. Something happened in Montevideo, or, you know, somebody from the school in an accident that got hurt, you talked about it on the radio. The weather, no matter day or night what happened, you talked about it, right? And now, one person owns a bunch of radio stations from three towns around, and they don't have somebody there all night long. That's just change, is what that is. That's the economies of scale and things that have happened that don't, you know, so as I say, that's in small towns, that's in big towns, and you can't put all that on one company. That having been said, the innovation that's out there, for instance, the idea that, oh, the wind picked up, how much is the wind blowing? You're going to get that a good chance of the day, a good portion of the day, and I would argue you get it more from K-Fire than you get from any radio station in North Dakota, for sure, the kind of service that comes from K-Fire. Do it better than we do, for instance, in Fargo and Tioga, just because of manpower issues. But we have the temperature, as does K-Fire, and the sky conditions on 24/7. Now, some layers of things, like the exact wind speed, maybe at 11 o'clock at night, no. But that's information's available in the palm of your hand. You asked about the wind, and I just told you what the wind's going to do hour by hour tonight. You know, at 1 a.m. it's 16 miles an hour, and that's a pretty significant increase from 10 o'clock. And then it goes at 4 a.m. to 22, and at 7 in the morning tomorrow it's going to be blowing at 26 miles an hour. I know that right now. So my point is you can get that information now about tonight and tomorrow. Fingertips right there for you. So I don't think we're leaving you, in the lurch. So anyway, could radio have more people to do more things? Absolutely. There's no question about it. That would take more advertisers and, spending more of their dollars on radio, which I believe is the best thing they can do. Radio is the most cost-efficient advertising there is. You get your biggest bang for the buck. Right? And it's just been time-honored, tested, works very, very well. But guess what? There is the Internet now. There is online. There is all kinds of different things in competition for those dollars. So, you know, it's just change. It's just change. So Todd would love to have somebody at the station, 10 of them, 24/7. But that takes more advertisers. So to get what you want, Fred, talk to everybody in Wing and everybody in Bismarck and everybody in Mandan and everybody in Burley County and Morton County. And if they own a business, tell them you want wind speeds on the air 24/7. And they advertise, you get your wind speeds. Todd, anything I left out of that?
No, I think you did fantastic. I think the bottom line is there just isn't a lot of demand for that information to be able to have the staffing for it. I won't say never get asked, but I don't very often get asked. And it wasn't, a major, major wind event. It was sizable, but it wasn't, a major wind event.
And I'd be interested to know if it was predicted. And was that in the forecast yesterday, the wind speeds were going to kick up?
When they changed up into the late afternoon, they did start saying 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Yeah.
So originally they didn't, but that
hope that helps.
Change.
Hope that helps, Fred. But I would say it's unfair to put it all on Clear Channel, as you say, as being a quote-unquote monopoly. That radio's changed in general. It just has. It just media's changed in general. It's part of the changing landscape. All right, Tom and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. I wanted to discuss Heidi Heitkamp. Up to the pipeline incident, I had nothing but good things to say about her, even as a Democrat. But I feel her lack of action, lack of comments, number one, is going to stop her political career in North Dakota. But number two, the fact that she didn't say anything about the farmers and the ranchers down there that were affected. She did, in my opinion, nothing to mitigate the issue that was going on. I would hate to see her put into any cabinet position. It's not like we need another seat. We've already controlling. I would just like to see her fade away into political history as far as I'm concerned.
I have to agree with your comments related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, and I think you saw Senator Heitkamp's true colors in that deal, in that she had union folks saying, hey, we want to build this pipeline. She had Native American folks saying, hey, we're extreme environmentalists, and you better be for us. And she didn't want to take a position, right? So she just hid. I mean, she was putting out press releases about nothing burgers and really ignoring that whole situation. It's sad. But in those cases, I think you see the case there. I think politically, she recognizes wouldn't be much fun in a Trump administration in a minority Senate. And you get a cabinet position and you go on to boards and different things that happen, and it's not a bad thing. So I think it's a good off-ramp for her political career. I don't know why this is, Tom, but it's just sort of an unwritten rule that you put a Democrat in the cabinet, right? If you're a Republican president, and if you're a Democratic president, you put a Republican in the cabinet. So he needs one, and it would open a Senate seat. So I'm at the point where, look, the ag policy will be that of Donald Trump's, and there's a lot of good ag folks, providing advice. So you have that, but you also have a seat that would very quickly be in Republican hands, in my view, and one of Senator Kevin Cramer rather than Congressman Kevin Cramer. What's not to like about that?
Well, I agree with that. I think Mr. Cramer has done everything he could for the people in North Dakota. I would like to see him advance the wonderful things, but I just don't feel Heidi Heitkamp has done anything lately that would warrant her political career moving forward.
Interesting points, Tom. Thanks for sharing. Welcome others, by the way. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your comment. You might just hear yourself on Point of View tonight on TV.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
waters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Where's my pillow? Need a nap.
Oh, man.
Love it, love it, love it. Folks, best premium offer ever from MyPillow. Still time to order one up and put something in a little card saying, your gift is better health, from a better night's sleep, the same pillow Todd and Scott sleep on. The four-pack special, $99.98, where you get the two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. $99 for this deal. Savings of $179. And these are not the ones you buy in stores. This is the premium pillow. This is, oh, you know, the second your head hits the pillow, you can't even, you know, whatever thought in your head is, it's gone because you're out. And the money-back guarantee now through March 1st, 2017. Buy 'em as gifts still have that money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty on it. Think how long that thing's going to be around the house. Can't beat it. Chancellor of North Dakota University System, Mark Hagerot, will join us in just a moment. I first need to clear the deck here on these calls related to our topic from the last half hour. Clinton and Minot, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was just calling. I got a couple things. One, the Ward County Administration building they built up here in Minot, there was a deal the other day where they come out. I went down there and voted, and I kind of noticed it. But now they're having to deal with the accessibility because people can go in different offices and everything. I don't know why, whenever they farm stuff out to be engineered or whatever, and the architects, I don't know if they're hiring their friends or something, but I know when they started that building, they come back and needed so much more $1 million or whatever to finish it, and then they end up with an issue like this. Do they have, like, children during the architecture on that? That don't make no sense. And I don't know if they're planning on coming after Ward County people to pay taxes to fix something that obviously, as long as that was built and took to build that, they should have figured that out a long time ago.
Clinton, what's the building?
It's the Ward County Administration building. They have a problem with the access point. And there was a gentleman that works there that even came out and said how crappy the whole access deal was. And it's like, how did you not figure all this out in the years it took to build that? So that's
you're reminding me of an outstanding question from someone, too, related to the old airport terminal there and the plans to tear it down. And I meant to ask the mayor that question. We were up there for a vets event. And I did see the mayor talking about it. So those are two things that we'll get them on our radar. What was the second question you had or comment?
The second comment I had, you know, the deal about Heidi Tagkamp that I cannot get over. A lot of times when you have a Republican or a Democrat, they let somebody, they keep other cabinet members, they put them on the other side in a sign of good faith that they're working together. And I think we all need to remember that I voted for Trump because he's not going to have cronyism and these people that's in there just to show good faith and all this. And I think we all need to remember who it was that went to Cuba where people was oppressed, beat up, thrown in jail days before they went down there. And then what does she do on the news? Oh, we might sell them some beans or some peas to a communist country where people are freaking oppressed every day. And these liberals will tell you how great Cuba is, but if you notice all the ones saying the praises, they don't go live down there, do they? No, they stay up here. I don't see how that lady sleeps at night, much less not having anything to do to help Morton County out when all those yeehaws was showing up there and everything else. You know, she was on your show, what, twice for like 2 seconds? It's just ridiculous. I don't know how she sleeps at night even knowing that she went to Cuba. I don't know how you could sleep at night knowing that you went down there and talked to a communist that is oppressing people before you went there. And I guess my point is, birds of a feather, well, she's obviously a bird of a feather with Obama because she was all on board with him, and I don't think she needs anywhere near any office, North Dakota, national government or anywhere.
So, Todd, I think you can mark that safely in the column. Not a big fan of the idea of Donald Trump asking Heidi Heitkamp to be Ag Secretary. We got it, Clinton. We got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the calls from texters. Say, Scott and Todd, regardless of her political affiliation, she's an excellent choice for the Ag Secretary position. I'm sure she's being considered because of her state experience. I believe she was the state Ag Secretary before she was the state Attorney General. Dan in Dickinson. Wasn't she tax commissioner? I don't think she was. I think you're thinking of Sarah Vogel, but my memory could fail me there. Anyway, another texter says, as long as we continue to have the amazing access to Senator Kevin Cramer that we do change Cramer up, I'm all for it. No to Heidi, says another. She's an Obama supporter along with his health care disaster. Now she'll change her colors to advance her political career? I thought Trump was against queer politicians. Is he changing his colors? I hope not. All right. So there you go. I heard Rush Limbaugh say another texter. I heard Rush Limbaugh say yesterday that Trump will not be picking Heidi Heitkamp for a position. Nobody knows. I think my sources tell me that's going to happen. But who knows? It's just a prediction. That's all you can do is predict in this business, and you really don't know. Some of the folks in the steering committee have said that they've heard, it's not going to happen. Others are saying it is going to happen. All I know is, there's a lot of pressure for a Senate seat to be added to Republicans, and the only way to get it at this point quickly is through Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who would then come up as Ag Secretary and allow Kevin Cramer, who says he'd run for it, to run for it.
Given what we heard in the last election cycle with predictions, can we rely on predictions? Wasn't Hillary winning 75-20 in the election?
It depends on whose prediction. Yours truly said Donald Trump was going to win. Everybody thought I was whacked out beyond belief. So it just kind of depends on
you and Coulter. I mean, how many other people, right? I mean,
they laughed,
wow.
They scoffed. But anyway, tonight I am guest hosting Chris Berg's 6:30 Point of View program. You can watch it on West Dakota Fox out west and on KXJB in the east. And among our guests will be our next guest on the radio. We are also going to talk a little bit about that situation. And if you have a comment on whether you'd like to see Donald Trump pick Heidi Heitkamp, should he ask her to be his Ag Secretary? Would it be a good idea? Let me know. A lot of moving parts to that because the Senate seat opens and, of course, a Democrat and a Republican administration. Whatever your comment, let us know. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Right now, I want to talk about higher education. We are coming into an upcoming legislative session in which the budget is tight. And a lot of folks in the legislature grumble about higher ed. Honestly, they say, okay, there's a lot of money going to higher ed. And more money all the time, and yet enrollment is not tracking with the budget increases. So talk a little bit about some of the innovations, some of the new things that can be done, some of the concerns parents talk about fees going up, tuition going up, and how we can continue to address that situation in North Dakota. And to help us do it, Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. Welcome back, Dr. Hagerot. Nice to have you. How are you?
Well, Scott, thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
You bet. I want to spend most of our time on the radio today and tomorrow, rather tonight, on Point of View looking forward. But just quickly on looking back, now that you have the contract settled with Dr. Bresciani, it seems as though, pretty much, there's no outstanding issues remaining, right? We can look ahead pretty soundly, right?
Yeah, it was, all resolved at the state board meeting, and Dr. Bresciani and I are working well together on across all these different fronts, and so that's behind us, and a lot of good stuff we're doing now, and I just want to thank all the NDSU people for all the work they do every day.
Yeah, so I see it as a good thing. I really do. I think that even some of the Fargo business community, friends of mine, good folks, have been undertaking an effort of support for President Bersani, which is good, but it can consume a lot of the important real estate of discussing the future and big vision and everything else, and kind of prevents kind of getting that conversation going. So it looks to me like a chance to wipe the slate clean and really look forward and get going. Specifically to the budget situation, what do you say to the folks that say, okay, higher ed, you're getting more and more money, but the enrollment increases aren't tracking with your budget increases? What's going on?
Yeah, well, first, I want to say about the legislature is, you know, there's a big turnover coming. I think I've heard numbers almost as high as 25%. Different key leaders are changing. So really look forward to working with them and understanding their concerns and priorities. And I would just say I'll be a shameless advocate that higher ed is the best partner for the new governor, the legislature, and for the business community to help diversify our economy and strengthen our workforce. You know, the data is showing this, that high school is just not enough. I know John Richmond's said this many times that, his great-grandfather just was a tradesman without any schooling. I think his grandfather got to eighth grade. His dad got through high school. He went to college. That this is what you mean when you have a knowledge economy. You look at the complex information out in agriculture or energy, business, that more people need to go back to school, adult learners as well as young people, and we are the partners to help build that workforce and also through research diversify the economy. So that's going to be my main approach to the legislature. We'll be looking forward to continuous conversations when they get here in the new year.
And budget-wise, what do you expect?
Well, you know, on the budget, we have to do our fair share as well in cutting. And I respect the wisdom of, the governor, Dalrymple, was probably one of the strongest advocates for education. He helped build the formula, which reduced some of the wild gyrations in funding. People don't realize what it was like before. So we're looking forward to doing our part. But again, you know, we are a huge component of diversifying the economy going forward. So I would just, ask again that people keep that in mind when they're making decisions. And I totally respect, our legislature's role. We have the state board. They're my bosses, which was kind of a result of an executive overreach way back when Governor Langer was here. People don't know the history. But the legislature in North Dakota has been a strong advocate from the time they created the state board to their generous support over decades. So, the budget's tight, but we are adapting, and I can talk more about it, how we're doing that.
Yeah, but I think parents just see that tab getting to be a big gulp and see student debt on the rise. And, I can't help but see some, storm clouds on the horizon, want that to change. So what can they expect in the way of the adapting you're talking about?
Yeah. So let me talk about thanks for asking that. We have a strategy in place that was adopted several years ago to work for system efficiencies, build on our strengths, be accessible to kids because we're a big state. But we have to be affordable, and yet we have to have excellent programs. It's no good being in a nursing program that's half-baked. You're just not going to get hired. So what we are doing is we are acknowledging the rapid change in several areas. I'll just hit on a couple of them. First off, knowledge is changing. Parents know this. You look at the news. We have faculty who are adapting curricula, programs, research to adapt to a rapidly changing environment. Because they're a globalized world. North Dakota has products that go around the world.
Hang tight, if you would, Dr. Hankrott. We're up against the break. We'll finish this on the other side of the break and pick up on the knowledge that's changing next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw a new name, so you have to register new. Every week at a PetroServe USA store near you, tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We've been having this old holy night upon all kinds of different performers. So love to have her in the mix. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. If you're looking for some stocking stuffers, get over to PetroServe USA. They have all the cool, gizmos for the phone, the different you know, ways to charge the phone and get the phone just right in the vehicle. Really nice. And also a lot of snacks for all the holiday parties. Barrel of Fun, chips, the turtles, the minis, the little $2.49 pizza corner pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's for after Christmas, you know, for cleanup day. That's great. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. And, of course, all day, every day, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies and a soda, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. A lot of Bison apparel, too. Check it out at PetroServe USA locations. Tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation with the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Mark Hagerot. He is a visionary. I've always enjoyed my conversations with Dr. Hagerot. He gets you to think a little differently and has a lot of bold energy, so it's going to be fun to watch this going forward. And I also believe, as he referenced earlier, the board is very, very, it's a good board. It really is. And led very ably by Kathy Nesson, who's one of North Dakota's true treasures. She's just amazing. So a lot of good folks there, and I look forward to tracking how some of this leadership takes things into 2017. So that's what we're talking about. We know that budgets are tight. We also know families see the cost of education going up and are concerned about it. So we're talking about it today on What's on Your Mind. You were in the process of telling us how the university system in North Dakota is adapting to this new paradigm. So we'll let you finish on the knowledge side of it.
Okay. All right. Well, before I come to the knowledge, since you just mentioned budgets, that's one of the adaptations we're doing. Obviously, our budget is going to be tighter, and we are rolling up our sleeves to make that work. And I want to thank all the presidents, the faculty and staff for doing that. That's where most of that work happens. But on that point, you know, from a standpoint up in Williston, the foundations have jumped in to help, and they are giving donations to reduce room and board rates by 40% to 25%. For the young people coming into Williston. So there's an example of doing real things to help lower the cost. And lastly, related to tuition, you know, we don't want to be, you know, the low-end provider of knowledge. So we want to strike a balance between quality programs but affordability. But in the region, our tuition averages about 11% below the average. So we're very mindful of costs and containing costs. We're doing studies on shared services. So I just want your listeners to know we got the message. Both the government's tight and family budgets are tight. And we are working on that. But a crucial thing for, you know, the colleges to do, because we're really the largest learning mechanism here in the state, and that's the main job you want us to do, is pass knowledge to your kids and create knowledge. And so on that, the campuses are doing wonderful work. First thing I'd say is the initiative called Nexus North Dakota, being led by UND, NDSU, Bismarck, and Minot, in unmanned systems, data analytics, and cyber. If you have any doubts, North Dakota is a leader. Know that the Chief of Staff of the Air Force is flying into Grand Forks tomorrow to meet with community leaders and researchers and college president. I may be there myself. That he doesn't fly in everywhere, okay? Related to that, on data analytics, we were out of Minnesota looking to build a data analytics capability here in North Dakota, which the legislature has told us they want us to do. And cybersecurity, all the campuses are coming together, and by next year, we will be offering a master's certificate as well as two-year program at Bismarck State across the system in cybersecurity. We're working on a bachelor's degree. And, of course, people already know we're the first state to provide an undergraduate degree in UAS operations. So we are adapting to changing knowledge that takes money, that takes professors and faculty and staff. But we're also mindful of the business community. They need us to be responsive, and we are turning out at a high rate, 100% pass rate for nursing programs, 93% licensures across the whole system, you know, doing good work to provide for the manufacturers. We're meeting tomorrow in Bismarck. I'll be speaking at the manufacturing roundtable, and I just want to encourage North Dakota to shoot high in manufacturing. There was a study that was just released by National Manufacturing Organization and carried in the Wall Street Journal, as well as some other big publications. Jobs in manufacturing are moving away from big cities. Now, anybody who watches the news about what's going on in big cities, you can understand why. My heart goes out to them, but crime rates, failing infrastructure, schools in crisis, and they're moving to outlying suburbs and outlying cities. We'll be talking about that with Perry Lubers and Andy Peterson of the Chamber in Bismarck tomorrow. We have a wonderful opportunity to build a manufacturing base even bigger than we have now. So I see us as partners with that. And the last one is we're adapting and changing students. The kids are different, okay? I mean, funny, watch for some of our elders, and I'm going to be probably, who knows, a grandpa one of these days, but watch how you ring a doorbell versus a kid. A kid uses a different finger because they're gaming. They're in the game world. They're in technology world. The kids are changing. They're changing how they're learning. And so we're trying to help your grandkids and your kids adapt to this. They also got a lot of challenges, you know, these epidemics and drugs and other addictions. We're mindful, and our campuses are trying to stay ahead of these challenges for changing students. So across the board, adapting to new knowledge, helping the business community adapt to workforce, the budgets, tuition, and the kids. You got a great system, you know, adapting across several fronts on that. So I just want to get that out to you before we got to go.
Yeah, no, and we are out of time, but that's a great overview of kind of where we're going, and I'm looking forward to kind of getting different pieces of all those parts to talk about what that means to students and parents and going forward the university system. So our conversation starts now. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Mark Hagerot, more after this. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 events. I need a really, really good Christmas gift this year. Any suggestions, any ideas?
Well, I'd do a sauna because anybody can have one. You know, the thing with a hot tub, you pretty much got to own your own home. A sauna can go anywhere. I mean, you can live in an apartment. We can put one in there. And all you need is an outlet in the wall. And it is really the greatest gift of wellness you could give. They come in all sizes, all designs. As a matter of fact, we could even customize one for that special person for that special gift.
Indoor, outdoor, your decision?
Indoor, outdoor, wherever you want to put it. Now, some saunas can only be indoors, but it just depends where to put it.
And what will that gift give all year long?
It will give the gift of health and wellness. Matter of fact, it will give the gift of a stress reliever, a boosting the immune system, detoxification, sleeping better.
Put a bow on
better.
That.
You got it.
Put a bow on feeling better. I love it. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, sauna headquarters, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot 2.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.